Welcome back to Hello Pataka Drive here on the Talk Station of the Nation, 90.39 Jury and 4FM. Good morning once again. 9 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour, the final hour of the show. And let's talk examination malpractice. My name is Denise Dennis. River State Government demotes 14 principals over examination malpractice. Okay. Examination malpractice has become a common occurrence at all levels of education, primary, secondary, even the tertiary institutions. Now, malpractice during WAEC examinations is even more common. Parents encourage it, students embrace it, and schools that pride themselves as special centers make it possible for parents and students to enjoy the benefits of having their desire granted. When I say parents encourage it, when a parent is more concerned about the child making the results one sitting because they want to make, you know, they want to boast with it among their peers, right? So they go as far as giving the students monies to sort their words or their children money to sort, or they go as far as making, registering the child in a special center. So it's possible that a child attends Nigeria Info Secondary School, but when it's time for the child to register for Senior WAEC, the parents will go and register the child in Cool FM Secondary School because the parents heard that Cool FM Secondary School, he no get how this pikin no go make him for that school. This child must pass. Even if the child did not write anything at all, bam, the child will pass. The students, unka. Okay, they embrace it. I mean, who wants to fail Senior WAEC, as it were? So as long as the money is available for them to write the exams in one sitting and they do not necessarily need to stress and read their books, they embrace it. And then the schools that call themselves special centers have made it possible for not one child who registers in that school to fail. So we see it. Now, the River State government says it has demoted the principals of 14 government secondary schools. The Commissioner of Education, Professor Kani Ebeku, says the demoted principals engaging in malpractice during the 2021 WAEC exams. Speaking on a circular from WAEC, which delisted 35 secondary schools in the state, the commissioner said the affected principals are banned from participating in all WAEC exams. And the, Professor Ebeku also said the state government has withdrawn the licenses of all private schools delisted by WAEC. The River State Commissioner for Education said the state government has zero tolerance for examination malpractice. Zero tolerance for examination malpractice. Who is the biggest culprit in the act of examination malpractice? The biggest culprit. We're talking about an educational system that many have described as substandard in comparison to educational standards all over the world. We're talking about an educational system that will not have adequate teachers available to teach these students. We're talking about how sometimes students go in to write WAEC examinations and they have not even completed the scheme of work for that term. We're talking about how students think that they are getting ready for WAEC examinations only to get into the WAEC examination hall and the questions before them, they have never treated it. So we have the educational system. We have these students who sometimes, even when they have been given a lot, all that is required for them to write the exams and pass, they still do not take their studies seriously. We're talking about the school that would say, don't worry, you will pass, just bring 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000. And then we're talking about the parents who do not see anything wrong with their child registering in a special center or asking for 1,000 or 2,000 naira every day just so that they can be able to cheat that day for that day's papers. Who is the biggest culprit in the act of examination malpractice? Let's talk. 0903-987-182. That's 0903-987-1832. The number again, 0903-987-1832. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-730-6416. Send us a message on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Yes. I'm so sorry. I think it's the way you called my name. That's a joke, though. So please, turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. Be audible. We need to hear you. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
All right, go ahead. Parents and teachers. Tell us how. Another question I'd like to add to the conversation. Delisting the schools from WAEC and demoting 14 principals, does it curb the menace of examination malpractice in our society? Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm Israel calling from Imo State.
Israel, you're welcome. Go ahead.
I think the fourth one is from our parents, number one. Why I say parents, sometimes most of our parents are too busy that they don't even monitor the academic situation of their children. Because if the school or the principal demands for payment, and you, as a parent, you stand on your ground and say, no, I don't want it. You won't take the money and give to the child, to go and give to the principal.
Mm.
So most occasions, most problems come from the parents. Parents, we don't monitor our children. Number one, we want easy success for our children. Most of them are more interested in the certificate, but not what the child knows. It's not all about carrying the certificate, having A1, A2, but about what is on the brain. Send the certificate. So if I'm to blame, I will blame our parents the more. Before we talk about government, principal,
okay, blaming the parents, are you also aware that sometimes the parents are forced? I have heard, I mean, it was in the year 2020, we had then one of our correspondents, Joshua Rogers, we had Soebi Orari, on the ongoing WAEC examination at that time. And we also had the listener tell us that there were specific schools that were making it compulsory for students to come to school with 2,000 naira, 3,000 naira for that day of the exam. That if they don't bring down money, they are not going to sit down. And when they ask, what is this money for? They said the money is for malpractice. If you pay this money, the teachers will walk away from the class. You can bring out your book and copy. You can do whatever. That even teachers were going to the board to write answers on the board for the students to copy.
Yes.
In a situation where it is compulsory, it's made compulsory by the school, what would you have the parents do? It was the parents that was reporting this to us.
Now, in that case, then the government should blame. In that case, because most of these people that are collecting this money, even the Minister of Education, they have share out of it.
Whoa. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Because I'm talking about out of experience. I'm a teacher, by God's grace.
And oh, you're a teacher.
Most of these people, mostly the invigilators who come and the supervisors who come to collect this money, some of them, they even give the Minister of Education.
Wow. Wow. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good news. Our Etisalat lines are back on 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again 0809 030 6416, coupled with the other number 0903 987 1832. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
I think that all of them are involved. Both parents, both teachers, both principals, the schools, all of them are involved. Because some of the students will tell teachers that to write on their own. That's the money. The teachers or the invigilator will tear their paper in their hands.
All right, that's very noisy. Hello, Potakas. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, I'm calling from Imo State. My name is Donald.
Welcome.
Yes, talking about this issue. The problem comes from the supervisor, which the educational body used to send to each school. So these people liaise with the principals of each school that commit this kind of very act to indulge in cheating in examination. Because I believe that without the supervisors that normally come from the educational board to supervise what's going on in the examination hall, they cannot achieve their aim. So these supervisors always tell them amount they should give them before they will allow them to continue in that very act. So we all went to secondary schools and we know what is going on. I graduated in 1998 from a secondary school. By then, it was not that obvious. But now, these supervisors on this educational board liaise with the principals, so they get them one amount of money, they will now allow them to be doing cheating in the examination hall. So this personal board should look into people they are sending to supervise all these children in the school. So but without the principal and without the supervisor, they cannot achieve their aim. That is the gospel truth. So if you say it's from the parents, no, most parents have nothing to do with it. Though there might be such people that like such things, but you must give them room before they now come up with their own acceptance. There are good parents that will not allow such things to go on. Their children will not pay. They will still punish them in that school in their own way. But those ones, their parents love such things, they will love to give money. But if it is not from the parents, so to say, anything you offer them, if it is the bad parents, they will accept. If it is a good one, they will reject. But the main problem is from the principal and the supervisor, which the educational board used to send to each school. So they always give them their price, so that they will overlook what they are doing in the hall. So we should have the fact.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Eregift.
Eregift, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. That's how you blame your rat for eating up your fish. You also blame your fish for allowing the aroma to attract the rat. Because if you talk about parents, what about the society? If I ask my daughters, what is the societal value or the value system of Nigeria today? How many goofy can tell me? And so it has also eroded in so many families. And that's why you get what you are getting today. Because yesterday, just like when you were explaining, saying that for time you grow up, which is the taproot. I even happy for you. No wonder. Well, because those days, the values of the family ran pari passu with the value system of the country. If your father telling for us, you know, you know, collector to pay for school. You go to the society, the same thing. You find it in almost every time land of border is in school that time, especially of a school. But today, your father tells you, say, no go see 13 or no go collect somebody tells you from school, come. But there are families you go to, you go collect somebody, you go take it from inside, they use them. You just collect them. You just measure their teeth, now go, you go them. You borrow this from who? And that is the part of the challenge. One from now from the family, because maybe those children are coming from a violent family. You never can tell. It's not all families. That's why I said some. And that's why they exhibited what they exhibited, because the truth is that for adventure they've not seen it in their parents, or maybe within the neighborhood where they reside or the domicile. It will be difficult for them to exhibit these things. Because for me, if it gets to this extent, and also you also blame the teachers. Because most of them, because of the values this evidence collapse, they were after what they would get. Before now, I think when would they go, they tell us the teachers they want them forever. And the teachers now they want to collect their reward, yeah.
Here
and
all of them know what they will forever. I'm sorry, I have to let you go. We need to go on a commercial break. When we come back, the conversation continues, and that call was quite noisy, if you agree with me. The show continues on Hello Port Harcourt. The conversation, I beg your pardon, continues on Hello Port Harcourt after this break. Just stay tuned to us.
Yo, the streets are not smiling. The speed at which everyone is learning new skills. How am I supposed to impress when the other guy can play the piano, sing, cook?
I hear he's even learning a new language.
Jai, you need to upgrade your skills. With MTN's reliable internet and countless learning videos on YouTube, there's no limit to how far you can grow. You get up to 7 hours of free streaming on YouTube anytime you buy data plans from MTN. Dial star 131 hash to get started.
Everywhere you go, MTN.
When soundtrack change for some kind of film like this, get things one shelly. Not me, Tori. Now, which kind of sound did they hear for your head when you sure say you get bang baliver to hit that thing where you they target? Just scatter ground. I be bossy reserve. It be like saying I saw the sound bill.
Go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it.
It they sound like where Dano milk they hail you. Not me, sir. Ala Dano, a different, different type for take nourish your body every time.
I love my Indomie.
Hey, Timmy, what are you doing with all those Indomie wrappers?
Hey, Sophie, I'm collecting all these Indomie packs to be a winner in the I love my Indomie promo.
I love my Indomie promo? How can I win? How can I?
Well, it's super easy. All you have to do is buy a pack of Indomie. Find a unique letter inside each of the packs. Collect all letters to spell I love my Indomie.
Aha!
And send the picture of your collection to the WhatsApp number 080-77-00-9000.
Just like that?
Yes, just like that. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I love my Indomie.
Offer valid while stock lasts. Indomie noodles. Tasty nutrition. Good for you.
Promo we end on March 31st.
There are moments in life when you're just so scared and you feel like just giving up. Oh, but Dino Milk is saying, we know that you can do it. Believe in yourself and then go for it. Go for it. Nourish mental. That is your Dino Milk. Oh, yes, Dino Milk. Dino Milk. Drink up your Dino.
Best rental street to so they do something they necessary because also not get bust up. Carry goes straight now, so that they do. Go slow, no concerns when they do because forward ever, backward never. Now, so that they do things. So, how will they do today?
Empty.
Welcome back to Hello Port Hackett. We are talking examination malpractice as River State government demotes 14 principals over examination malpractice. The River State Commissioner for Education said the state government has zero tolerance for examination malpractice. And I am asking, what is the biggest culprit in the act of examination malpractice? I'm moving on to WhatsApp now as I read your WhatsApp messages. There should actually be a jail term for parents and teachers / principals who encourage or enable exam malpractice, because these are the kind of people who create entitled menaces that hold degrees but know absolutely nothing, so will become nuisances to any society they are inflicted on. Tomorrow they'll be like, I didn't write anything, but Grace did it, and I now have a master's degree. Imagine such a Grace doctor treating you. Esther, Itim, send that in. Hi, good morning. There's no one particular to blame. We are all to blame. Many Nigerians do similar sharp practices in different areas they operate in. How are these schools different from one who gives government contracts based on kickbacks? The issues are very clear. The country rarely appreciates hard work, poverty, and struggle for survival also abounds. And the whole situation has turned many people into cold-hearted crooks who don't care about the far-fetching implications of their actions. Emmanuel in Uniport. As much as we all will take the blame, there is one who we will pick on as the biggest culprit. Who should the biggest culprit be? Hello, Port Hackett. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Hello, good morning. I'm the Fakot calling from Joba.
Welcome. Go ahead.
So, you know, there's something I want to say. Then principal, who's the poor head of a school, who's supposed to tell the children they are left and right, it's the right thing to do to ask a student to bring money. I think the child went on Friday and after the principal. My sister is good for whoever that committed crime in this country to face the crime he committed. Those principals should be sacked. It was news last week that immigration officers accepted money from a boy who's traveling abroad, and they were sacked on their duty post. The same thing should be taken to these people, because that is the only way we have our country back. The country has finished. You cannot tell me that a principal, a father, who's supposed to tell a child, do the right thing, are encouraging the children to do the bad thing. My think those principals should be sacked without benefit. That's the only way we have our country back. I remember Mr. Court. God bless Nigeria.
God bless Nigeria as well. Back to WhatsApp. Good morning, Didi. During my WAEC days, the school management made it compulsory for us to pay 1K each for submitting of paper and 500 naira for expo. Whether you join them or not, they even photocopy the answer and share among us. The principal will always shout, pay this money and say bye-bye to WAEC unless you want to give us registration fee next year. Hey! Hello, Port Hackett. Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Mr. Zion, welcome. Go ahead.
The WAEC itself is to be blamed, because they criminally failed Nigerians who registered through that process. And WAEC has been doing it since early 80s when NECO surfaced. NECO was the one that put WAEC to order. See, before a student will submit their answer sheet, they have to sign in money. You pay for signing that money, that paper, before submission. So tell me, as a father, you want to go and challenge them? I tried that, and nobody told me to advise myself. I can eliminate here one of the government schools there. Okay? Now, what thing we did here, that was not the truth. Even for something, it's like a compulsory, that 15 or 20,000, you must pay. It's a must. When we call strength, WAEC, that is why I'm advocating that WAEC should be scrapped. We don't need them. We don't need, when you use your WAEC results to, let me take it to, nowhere. It can't even give you a job in this country. But your certificate can give you a job. Even not even admission. It can't give you admission. The truth is this. All these are conduit pipes that are using siphoning money out of this country. And the legislation must be passed. Not just to regulate this body, but to remove them totally. Average WAEC official, average, have properties around this country, Nigeria, or have millions in their accounts. Do you know for every WAEC citizen, people lobby to be invigilators? They lobby. What are they lobbying for? So don't blame the parents. Don't blame the students. The students have read, no way. Average Nigerian child that is a graduate today wrote WAEC 2 or 3 times. They wrote, they didn't give them mathematics, or they didn't give them English, or they didn't give them economics, which is their core subject for that course they want to read. Let us be sincere.
All right.
But then the same students will write professional exams from England and so on, and we pass them. What is the problem?
All right. Thank you. We need to go for headline news quickly. We come back. The conversation continues. To stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports. And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the conversation right here on Hello Port Hackett. The real estate government says it has demoted the principals of 14 government secondary schools. The Commissioner of Education, Professor Kani Ebeku, said the demoted principals engaging in malpractice. You know, they are caught engaging in the acts of malpractice during the 2021 WAEC examination. Speaking on a circular from WAEC, which delists 35 secondary schools in the state, the Commissioner said the affected principals are banned from participating in all WAEC exams. Professor Ebeku also said the state government has withdrawn the licenses of all private schools delisted by WAEC. The River State Commissioner for Education also said that the state government has zero tolerance for examination malpractice. And I did mention that examination malpractice has become a common occurrence at all levels of education, and malpractice during WAEC examination is even more common. Parents encourage it, students embrace it, and schools that pride themselves as special centers make it possible for parents and students to enjoy the benefits of having their desires granted. In that regard, who then is the biggest culprit in the act of examination malpractice? We may want to blame the examination board. We may want to blame the educational system for not doing the very best when it comes to education and not giving the very best to the students. You know, they are half-baked students. So how else do you expect them to perform in the exams? That is why we need to help them by making it possible for them to cheat and pass. I mean, I hear schools, states. When the WAEC results are announced, you hear some states come out and say, oh, this state produced the best students when it comes to WAEC, or had the best results when it comes to WAEC. And sometimes it seems like a political argument. Now, you may want to ask yourself, how many of these students from these schools in this state that will come out and pride themselves as producing the best results for WAEC have actually done it fair and square, like without cheating whatsoever? They didn't have to cheat. They read their books, they studied hard, and they passed. So you may want to also discover, or you may discover, that in a bid to stand out, maybe some corrupt practices have been engaged in by these schools and these students, and the parents we encourage such, just so that they can retain their bragging rights as the best. Even in the schools within the state, you hear some schools say, no student has ever failed WAEC in this school. We always have good results. Forcing some parents to, you know, change the schools of their students. You see, students will change schools at from SS3 because it's time for senior WAEC. So from SS3, parents will take their child and go and register in another school. And because of that, the switch is solely because they want their child to make the best result. And they don't mind paying money for it. So who is the biggest culprit in the act of examination malpractice? The numbers again, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. We also have 0903-987-1832. WhatsApp and Telegram number remain 0809-030-6416. Hello, Patakid. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, D.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, so it's simple. Parents are the biggest influencers of school decisions. So when a proprietor is not a person of very strong values, he gets easily swayed by parents because it's a business, and the threat of losing his crowd, okay, will sometimes make him compromise on his values. And that's where the problem is. The truth is, a lot of Nigerian parents have lost it. It's just a handful that still want to uphold, you know, the culture of integrity and, you know, right living and right thinking. You know, a lot of parents are just swimming in falsehoods. And so for bragging rights, like you pointed out, they want to say, oh, my child made 5 E's. My child made 9 alphas in 1 CP. But then you realize that a lot of these children can't even, you know, compete. We talk about real competition like the Ivy League universities and all that. So they just settle for maybe some private university in Nigeria or otherwise the generic ones outside the country in Ghana and everywhere else. But, you know, there was a question that was asked a few years ago. It's like before you pride yourself with expensive schooling and all that for your children, where do your children stand when it comes to the universities? What quality of university education will they earn at the end of their entire learning process, learning period and all that? And that's the real test. It's pointless when a school gets you pay huge sums and then they help you pass your exams. But like you said, they're not real ambassadors of state. They can't really stand out in real competition with other people. So the bottom line is, let's encourage our children to read. It's in reading that they learn. The teachers should deliver some sense of, you know, learning. Okay, and then the children go neck deep and read and tear the books. That's when the real knowledge is transferred, okay, beyond the classroom. All right, but when parents let the children live their lives, look however they want to be, whosoever they want to be, they are undermining both the children and the family, and then the nation. And, you know, we begin to raise a mass underclass, you know, where, Solomon pointed out some years back, only 5% of Nigerian graduates are actually thoroughly schooled. Only 5% of those who have passed through the walls of education in Nigeria can actually defend the course of real-time learning. And everyone has a certificate, but it's a shame. It's a shame. Yeah, that's my view.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, Pachakut. Good morning. Turn off your radio set, please.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning,
do me a favor, please. Okay, yes. Go ahead. Turn down the volume of your radio set and go ahead.
Okay, this is my practice, this day, secondary school particularly, I think it's on a tripartite structure. The students, the school, and the parents.
Okay.
Most of the students you see,
I'm with you.
Most of the students you see, most of them are not financially buoyant. But you ask yourself, how do they finance this my practice, because my practice takes money. I could remember the days of my WAEC. You don't have to pay, you have to like, they have one of the school coordination, they have one of you as an individual student coordination. So depending on your own financial capacity, you fit in. So a student, if you check the statistics and check out the students of secondary school, let me say the ones preparing for YA, how they are financially buoyant, you see that these people depend more on their parents. Vast majority of them depend more on their parents or their guidance for finances. Mm. Then who is giving them this money to carry out this malpractice act? Then the school again, in the quest of like creating a good image, wow, we have brilliant school teachers, we are doing brilliantly well, we impart knowledge, our students are the best. They try to see that at the end of the day, they maneuver, they manipulate to see that the students have good results. That's why you see now, it's in a competitive nature. This school is good at YX. What do they actually mean? It's not the same academic curriculum that they have been going through. The teaching cannot be there. What point again? How do they call out that phrase? This school is good. This one is good in YX. This one is not good. It just tells you that these ones are good in manipulating YX results for their students. And why the other ones are less in manipulating YX results? Because everybody manipulates at their own various pace and capacity. And again, you see a parent. On the part of the parents, they want to portray that image that they have a brilliant daughter, they have a brilliant son, but they don't know that they are just trying to rob them today and lose tomorrow. They are robbing today in the detriment of futuristic and benefit and challenges. Because the child that you manipulate exams today that cannot be able to withstand the certificate or the results or the outcome of the whole exam would be a futuristic failure and embarrassment. That's why today you see so many people, they have obtained certificates, they have gone higher, but they cannot defend that which they have studied. And the process that brought them into that level is very porous. So it's a tripartite structure. If you want to look at it, we have to look at it holistically. One, preparing. Hello, am I still there?
You're still here. You're still here.
Okay. One, we have to look at it holistically. One, preparing the child, letting the child know the detriment of manipulating wire. Because when you manipulate it, and tomorrow you cannot withstand, or you cannot answer questions that pertain to that wire. It becomes a shame. Because in our U1, you find that most of these lectures are made of the teachings in our U1. They are very close to what we did in SS2, SS3. So if you cannot answer those questions when you have copied it in wire, it becomes a shame and embarrassment to you.
Thank you.
The school should know and realize the purpose of its establishment. Mm. It is there to mold, to modify, to build up, it's an instrument to better the society. So it shouldn't turn itself or herself to be an instrument that will jeopardize the future of the society by producing students that are not capable, students that are not built up. Because I remember those days in university, my lecturer told me that what they are doing in university is character and learning. So that they don't have character. Because when you engage in my practice, you lost character.
Right.
The parents should know that they are also building up a problem, a challenge that will fall back to them in time to come. That is my view about it all. Thank you.
Thank you very much as well. Hi, what do you expect principals and supervisors who secure their positions where bribery and corruption, i.e. Uchibeke in Ekpaya land? Good morning, Denise. It may interest you to know that if you tell the supervisor to give you social supervision that you're right on your own, they will still force you to pay. NSM Wokana. Yes, it's true. It's very true. I experienced it myself. Whether you want to cheat or you don't want to cheat, it's not our business, it's not our problem that you don't want to cheat. Just shall pay your money as you are submitting your exam, just pay your money. You cheat, but why? You did not cheat, but why? I experienced it when I wrote my egg. Someone says the principal and some parents are to be held responsible because they aren't encouraging students to read. If you can imagine a situation when writing an exam, you know you can write on your own and pass the exam, but they would persuade you to pay before writing. And some parents go and negotiate for their children. This one reads, morning, the schools are the greatest culprits, followed by the parents. If schools do not allow it, no place to carry it out. Lola from Port Harcourt. And this one says, good morning, Denise. I have never been sent for supervision. Why? I haven't been nominated to go. 2, I have never pressed button to be nominated. 3, with what I see and what I have heard in various schools, I don't want to go. If I go to a school and the school insists they must do my practice and I refuse, who will protect me there? No police or army with me, so my safety comes first. I blame the students, the least. When a child fails in GSS 1 and he is pushed to GSS 2, did he make the choice? No. 2, when that child is pushed to GSS 3, he can't pass GSCE without malpractice. Is he the one that decides to do and finance the examination malpractice? No. 3, when he is pushed to SS3 and faces SSCE, is he the one that decides to do and finance the malpractice? No. Without the school teachers, no parent can do his child's malpractice. Without the supervisors, who are themselves government school teachers, participating actively, can any form of malpractice occur? Students majorly are aged below age of consent. Why do we think kids bear responsibility for examination malpractice? I blame parents, teachers, school, and government. All supervisors are government school teachers. Text from Oyibo. Final caller and the conversation ends. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. And we lost that call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Benny.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Hello, JK.
All right, go ahead. Quickly, we have barely how many seconds to go.
All right. Issue talking about malpractice, who are we to hold culpable?
The biggest culprits, yeah.
If the teachers, the school should be held culpable. Now, I want to give you my own story. When I write to IED, they did it compulsory that we must contribute money. To an extent, I told my parents that I'm not paying. They said, okay, for those of us who are about 8 that refuse to pay that money, they take us to different hall. When I came back, I complained and told my father. He said, okay, since they're putting you guys now in a different hall, we'll take money. So you see that these teachers induce and fraud students in the name of malpractice. Now, I want to say this. River State government has sanctioned 14 teachers. In my own secondary school, in my own locality, I'm coming
principals,
from.
Principals, demoted principals.
I'm calling you from Omoma particularly.
Okay.
How many teachers are in those secondary schools? You go into a school, one particular teacher will be teaching chemistry, one teacher will be teaching biology, one teacher will be teaching physics. Only one person. Handling class S1A, SS1B, SS1D, SS1C, only one person. At the end of the day, you see that these children, they are not learning anything. So with this, it will also lead them to do malpractice. When they don't have adequate teaching, no teachers, nobody is doing anything, at the end of the day, they will encourage malpractice. That's the problem. Government should do enough to employ more teachers, teach these people, and clean the exam.
All right, then. Thank you very much. We need a overhaul in the education sector, you will agree with me, and everyone is involved. The students, the parents, the schools, the government not making teachers available, some teachers not even coming to the classroom anymore because they are being owed for a very, very long time. It's a potpourri of a lot of problems put together, one that would take almost an entire day to dissect fully. But in the end, what is bad is bad. Punishment for what is bad should be meted to those who are caught in the act of examination malpractice. And with that, I end Hello Port Harcourt for today. Follow us on all social media handles @NigeriaInfoPH on all platforms.